All right, I ask you to turn this morning in your Bibles to the Gospel of John, chapter number 5. Beginning in verse 1 of John chapter 5. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue, Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. And when Jesus saw him lie, and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled to put me in the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before thee. And Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Lord, we thank you today that we have your word. We thank you we have your spirit. We thank you today, dear Lord, that you can speak to our hearts this morning and do for us what needs to be done. We pray this morning, Lord, that you might take these words and today you might use them to encourage us and strengthen us and most of all to challenge us this morning. Lord, today as we look into this scripture, we pray that you will give thy servant the unction and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And for whatsoever is done here today, may Jesus Christ receive the honor, the power, and the glory. For it's in his name that we pray. Amen and amen. I want to take a little bit different angle on this text today than what I've ever did before. It's a little bit different thing that I saw as I read through this again the other day, and the Lord kindly spoke to my heart about something. And I want you to notice this morning that, of course, that we find that Jesus now comes to Jerusalem, and he comes to a place called Bethesda, where a lot of diseased people, impotent people, the Bible identifies them in verse number 3 as blind, halt, withered, and waiting for the moving of the water. Now, he finds here a man that had been sick for 38 years. Now, I don't know if you can imagine that or not, but for 38 years, the Bible said that he'd had this infirmity. And he was laying here in this porch, waiting for an angel to come down and trouble the water. And Jesus asked him a question, Wilt thou be made whole? But I want you to notice his answer this morning, and I want you to think about with me for just a little while about a different thing than what we normally see in this passage of Scripture. In verse number 7, the man answered Jesus with these words. The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Now you would have thought that in 38 long years, 38 long years, not 38 minutes, not even 38 months, not even 38 days, but in 38 long years, someone would have been there to help him. Now, can you imagine being sick for 38 years with no one to help you? Now, you think about that for just a moment this morning. And you know, when you really read that, and you read about this man who here is sick for all of this long period of time, the thought occurred to me, who cares? Who cares? Now, we know that Jesus cares. We find that here in this passage of Scripture. Dr. Charles Weigel, many years ago, the music instructor and director at Tennessee Temple University and at the Great Temple Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee, wrote a song called No Man Ever Cared For Me Like Jesus. And that certainly is true today. No one will ever care for you as Jesus cared for you. No one will ever today care for you as Jesus cared for you. Sometimes Bruce and Barbara sing the song, "I Know He Cares." And certainly we know this morning that Jesus cares. But how many today could say with the psalmist, "No man cared for my soul"? We look at this man today, and here as he lays in this porch waiting for the troubling of the water, and not getting into the theological aspects of that, but he said that when the water was troubled and I'm headed for the pool, somebody outruns me and gets there first. I don't have anybody to help me. I don't have anybody that cares about me. No one cares for me this morning. I wonder how many people are in our world today exactly like him. They need somebody to help. You know, this morning we sometimes forget what the scriptures teach us this morning, and that we are here and we are to do good works. We're not saved by good works. We're saved unto good works. And you know, this morning as I read through the Gospels and as I read the story of Jesus and as I look this morning at what Jesus did when he walked upon this earth, this morning we can say that Jesus did care. We can read the scripture today and see that Jesus cared this morning. And I think sometimes we begin to forget today that God has saved us. And that God has not only saved us, but that God has saved us this morning, as I said, unto good works. And he saved us this morning that we might bring glory and honor unto his name. I think sometimes we forget that God has provided things to us that we might reach out sometimes and help others, that we might reach out and share the gospel, that we might reach out into the far corners of the globe and let somebody know that there is somebody that cares. Tony Capallo is not one of my favorite preachers, but he sometimes tells some very humorous stories. And I was reading not long ago about a time that he was invited to speak at a woman's conference on missions. And when he arrived, there were about 300 women in attendance. And the lady that was in charge of the meeting stood up and read a letter from a missionary. And he had a very pressing need in the field of mission work. And this pressing need was going to cost somewhere around $4,000. And after the very moving letter was read, the lady said, "Brother Tony, would you pray that this need will be met?" And he said, "Absolutely not." And she was stunned, and she said, "What do you mean?" And he said, "Well," he said, "I think the Lord's already provided for that means." He said, "I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you every penny, every dollar, every bit of money I have in my pocket and put in this collection plate, and everybody else in this congregation will do the same. I believe we can meet the need the Lord's already provided." And so he reached in his pocket and put all the money that he had in the collection plate, and finally one of the ladies opened up her purse and began to put her money in, and when it was all said and done, they collected nearly $5,000. He said, "Now we'll pray that and thank God for the provision that he's already made." You know, sometimes we forget that God does provide for us. And he does provide means today that we might share the gospel. He does provide means for us that we might reach out and touch others. That we might let somebody know that there is somebody that really cares about them today. And you see, we need to care. We need to care. We need to care not just the morning about friends and family. That's important. Nothing wrong with caring for our friends and our family. But you know, there was a time that Jesus was speaking to a Pharisee, and he was telling him about when you throw a dinner party. He said, don't just bring the important people down to the front. He said, bring all the other people and let the others sit in the back. And he was teaching us a lesson today, and I think this morning that we need to understand the lesson of Jesus. that this morning we're not just to care about those that we are really close to. We're not just to care about those today who are our friends and our family and those who are so close to us this morning. As I said, it's very important that we care about them. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't and that we should love them and we should this morning appreciate them and we should care about them. And most of the time we do. But you know, as you study through the scriptures, you'll find that Jesus cared not only about those, but he cared about the harlots and the publicans and even the tax collectors. And the tax collector was one of the most hated individuals in the time of Jesus. They collected taxes for the Roman government from their own people. They extorted their own people this morning to gain and become great millionaires, become rich men today. You read the story of Zacchaeus and you'll find there the story of a tax collector. And Jesus cared about Zacchaeus. He cared about Matthew. He cared about the publicans. He cared about the harlots. He cared about the drunkards. Jesus cared about every individual that he came in contact with. He didn't just care about the good looking. He didn't just care about those this morning that could do him a service. But he cared this morning about every individual that he came in contact with. And then I began to think one day, do I care? Do we care? But most important, do I care? Do I care? Do I care about those around me? Do I care about those who we sometimes would deem unlovely? Do I care about those today that I would not always want to be associated with? I read not long ago about a Baptist preacher who, for some reason or the other, was in Hawaii, and he was talking about when he was in the city of, in the country of Hawaii, and how that it was a little bit different on his time, and he said he woke up about 2 o'clock in the morning, and he couldn't go back to sleep, so he got out and wandered down the street, and he found a little cafe, a little diner, and he went in and got him a cup of coffee, and he was sitting there drinking his coffee, and people began to come in, and it was the street people. And they began to talk about Agnes. And he began to figure out that Agnes was a prostitute. Agnes was about to have a birthday, and she was all depressed because she didn't have a party. She'd never had a party. So he planned a party for her in the diner for the next night. And they threw a great party for a prostitute. And she came to him and said, "Why would you do this for me? You're a preacher. And I'm a prostitute." He said, "But Jesus loves you just the same." And he shared with her the story of the gospel and how that Jesus Christ could change her life. And she left being a prostitute, went back to school, became a became a beautician. I'll make it simple, all right? Got married and became a great Christian worker for the Lord because somebody cared. Do we really care today? Do I care? I have to sometimes stop and think about that. I look around our world and sometimes you see the hurting. There are a lot of people are hurting in our world right now. A lot of people are feeling pain right now. Some feeling grief. Some are heartbroken. Many different reasons for all of these things. There are parents that are heartbroken. There are those who have lost loved ones who are heartbroken. There are those this morning who have lost jobs and they're heartbroken. There's a lot of hurting people out in our world this morning, ladies and gentlemen. And they're hurting. There's a lot of people who think it's hopeless. It's just a hopeless situation that I'm in. Nobody really cares, and so I might just take my life. Who would even miss me anyway? It's hopeless. One of the greatest, maybe one of the worst feelings I believe today would be to be without hope, to feel hopeless today. But there's a lot of people who are that way this morning. There are a lot of those this morning who are helpless. They just can't help themselves. They can't do for themselves. Might be many different reasons for that today, but they still can't help themselves. I look around our world and I see all these hurting people and these people who feel they're in a hopeless situation. These people that feel that they're helpless, and what can they do? And I say, do I really care? Do I really care? Or would I just toss them a quarter and say, call someone? Who cares? Who cares? See, there's a lot of people today who are not wanted or cared for by most. I read not long ago about a church that had hired a man to be the pastor. And on his first Sunday, people began to arrive, and when they arrived, the first thing they saw was a homeless man, a man dressed, and he began to ask for change. He began to ask them to help him find something to eat, and they all basically pushed him aside. And when he came in and sat down, one of the ushers asked him to leave. He walked out the door, and in a few minutes, he appeared back on the platform. He was their new pastor. And he said, do you really care? Evidently, you don't. Do we care? We look around today and, you know, and I say, do I really care? Do I really care? When I begin to look at John's gospel, and as I read through the gospel of John, what a wonderful book it is. I encourage you to read it when you get home. You see in John chapter 3 that Jesus cared about a religiously man, a man that was moral and honest and educated, a man this morning who was a leader in the city, a man today who was on all the councils, a man who, when he would pass down the street, folks would say, there goes Dr. Nicodemus. What a wonderful, great man he is. Yet Jesus cared for him because he knew that inside he was lost and headed for hell. And he told Nicodemus, you must be born again. And Jesus cared for this religious, moral, upright, honest individual. And you can say, well, I could see that. You know, we might care about that person. But then when you get to John chapter 4, you find that here Jesus meets about the other side of the entire thing, don't you? You find here in John chapter number 4 that Jesus cares about an outcast, a woman of Samaria, a woman that was really hated by the Jews, and she was outcast by her own city and her own countrymen today. A woman who was living and practicing open sin. A woman who, when Jesus said, call your husband, and she said, I have no husband, and he said, you said right. You've had 5 husbands, and the man you're now living with is not your husband. You're living and practicing open sin, but Jesus said, I still care about you. I still care for you. We look around today, and we can say this morning that Jesus cared for them. Can we care for them? Can we care for those this morning who are living and practicing open sin that's against the Word of God? Jesus never condoned her sin. Jesus this morning never said it was okay to sin. And I believe that when she got changed and she took of the water that Jesus gave her, that all that changed. But Jesus still cared about her. We read here in John chapter 5 about an impotent man, a man who was crippled and withered and unable to walk very good. I don't know all of the infirmities that he had, but Jesus cared about him. Do we care about those who have infirmities today? Do we really care? You see, in John chapter 6, Jesus says to an entire world, this is how much I care. I'm the bread of life. I'll give you bread. John chapter 7, he said, I'm the water of life. In John chapter number 8, they brought to him a woman taken in adultery, the very act. And Jesus said, I'm the truth that can set you free. He cared about her. John chapter 9, you find that Jesus there took a blind man and gave him sight for his blindness. He cared for the blind. John chapter 10, he says, I'm the chief shepherd. I'm willing to give my life for the sheep. John chapter 11, you find that he says, I'm the resurrection and the life. Telling each of us today that he gets the giver of life. And though we're dead in trespasses and sin, he can roll away the stone that this morning the devil has placed across our crypt and unloose us from the grave crows this morning and set us free and give us life. He cared. He stood by the graveside of Lazarus, and the Bible said Jesus wept. John chapter 12, he said, I'm the light of the world. He cares about a world in darkness today, a world that's filled with evil and corruption, a world that's filled with crime and chaos. And he says, hey, I want to shine the light into the world. John chapter 13, he depicts himself there as the servant who was willing to humble himself even to the death of the cross to be able to do God's service. Thank God in John chapter number 14, he tells us about a mansion that is provided for those because he does care about us. Amen. Amen. John chapter 15, he says, I'm the true vine. And therefore, I can allow you to produce fruit as long as you abide in me. John chapter 16, he's the giver of the Holy Spirit. He didn't leave us orphanless. John chapter 17, he's the high priest praying for us. John chapter 20, when you get all the way through, he said, even as the Father sent me, now send I you. John chapter 21. He says, come and dine. You see, Jesus cared for me. I'm glad someone cared for me, aren't you? Amen. I look around this morning and I think about our communities and our cities, our counties, our state, our country, and an entire world today that needs to know somebody cares. Right. Jesus said, go into all the world. And it begins at our front door and expands all over the world today. We need to be somebody that cares. I thought the other day, you know, when you begin to reach certain ages, things begin to reach out and you begin to think about things you didn't used to think about. But when you get so far along, do I have to die without ever making an impact? Do I have to die without somebody knowing that I cared? Do I have to face God and Him say, why didn't you care? We need to let people know we care today, folks. There's a war that's raging around us today for the souls of men, the women and boys and girls. And so I have to ask this question as I thought about this, as this man lay so sick for so long. Do we really care? Do I care? I want to care. I want to let people know that we care. I want to, with a hymn writer, sing Onward Christian Soldiers. I want this morning to be able to go to my grave and somebody said he cared. Jesus cared for me. He cared enough to die. Somebody cared enough to tell me about Jesus. I want to care. I ask this quick question of myself. Do I care? And then you have to ask it of yourself. Do you care? Well, we let the man lay there for 38 years and walk by him and say, tough luck, bud. That's the luck of the draw. Or will we be willing to reach down and help him into the water? Do we really care this morning? That's the question that we all have to answer in our own heart. We know Jesus cared. He went to the cross to die for our sins, to give his blood that we might have eternal life. Do we care this morning? That's the question you have to answer in your own heart. We stand together for prayer. Brother Bruce, you and Barb would come. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time we've been together. Lord, I ask you to take this very simple message, that you'd use it for the honor and glory of him who loved us and gave himself for us. For all that's done here today, may he receive the power, the honor, and the glory forever. Amen.